All right, I've been teasing this for a while here. Dan Ficini, you are not the person who's going to solve climate change. I'm sorry to alert the listeners. It wasn't you I was teasing, but how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
You're from Innovation DuPage. You do great work there. Just remind people really quickly what it is you do.
We are a business incubator and accelerator, so we help entrepreneurs and small businesses grow.
No, I meant what do you do? Because I'm not seeing much of a value. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm the managing director, yeah. So I try to connect everybody with the resources to help them grow.
And you do great work there. And you introduced me. I saw this email come through, and it had something to do with HVAC, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to talk to a guy who does HVAC company stuff. And then I got all these notes that were written for me by ChatGPT to try and explain how complicated it was what this guy was doing. And then I met him, and I was kind of blown away. Lance Rock, welcome to WGN. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you. Doing great. Thank you.
What's the name of your company? Audit Master,
Audit, right? Master Pro.
And when you started talking, I started slowly realizing, I think I'm talking to a genius or a crazy guy or a combination of both.
That's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you said.
And I mean it in a nice way, because you are doing something rather incredible. I know there is so much science behind it, and you can explain to some people who really get that what that is. But in very basic terms, what you and your company and the software that you have do, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can go inside a big building and using sensors and plugging into the systems that they use to heat and cool their big building, you can tell if it's efficient or inefficient and how to make it more efficient, correct?
That is correct. Within 20 minutes, I can do that.
Within 20 minutes?
Correct.
And are these small changes in efficiency, or are you able to make major changes in their efficiency?
Major changes that have never been seen before, which the changes equal dollars saved on utilities and efficiency that's just never been realized.
Some of your clients are names we know, right?
Yes, they are.
Who?
Willis Tower.
I know that one.
And One O'Hare Center is the two that I can mention that I have permission to talk about.
You have permission to talk about. Yeah. How much more efficient are those buildings now that you've been a part of working with them?
Willis Tower, they're still ongoing. With phase one, we finished phase one. We took them to 40% more efficient than what they were, which was validated by two third-party independent firms, AquaCore and another company out of Washington, D.C.
40% more efficient for immediately, that gigantic building.
Yes, immediately in the very first phase.
So that means—
Actually 45.
40, okay, that's fine.
It was averaged 40, 45.
So that saves them a bunch of money.
Yeah, massive.
And that means they use less energy, right?
That's exactly what occurred.
What about at One O'Hare?
One O'Hare Center, they gave me permission. They took their energy score from 76 to a 96, 78 to 96. But more importantly, I took them from $3.32 operating costs, utilities per square foot, down to 69 cents per square foot.
Say those two numbers one more time.
$3.32 per square foot to down to 69 cents per square foot, 80% energy savings, and they have gone to full phase to make sure this is not replacing equipment. This is using your existing equipment.
What is wrong with people's equipment? And I guess what I'm getting at is, I'm sure every single building I look out of these windows, if you and your team were to go in there, you're going to save them more money or they're going to use less energy. Do you think I'm correct with that?
Every place we've ever touched is exactly what happens. We have patented processes. That's why the process is so fast. It's embedded into the software. It's not the software itself that does it. It's the processes embedded into the software. It's field software. It's not installed in the building. It's for HVAC technicians to use and go out and make buildings become more economic and optimize. We are squeezing out every ounce of energy efficiency you can humanly do. And again, the test is under 20 minutes.
Wow. So 20 minutes. I know you got to set up a lot of stuff, and that probably takes a couple hours to do.
4 hours approximately per unit.
But in a day, you can tell a building what is wrong with their efficiency of their systems. And it's not you saying, I'm going to build you a new system. It's you doing what to the existing system? Like, changing the fan speeds, like where the air is coming out, like
you're exactly. So we stay at the heart of where the money is spent. We first go after the air handlers, the pumps, the boilers, the chillers, and we go after that first for the biggest ROI. Our worst case ROI was 2 months. And
meaning it took 2 months for them to recoup the cost. What they paid you.
Yes.
In 2 months,
yes.
They were even.
Yes.
And then they were making money after that.
Correct.
And that was your worst one.
That was, yes. Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break. Dan, you bring in impressive people every time. This guy's kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
I got to remember Innovation DuPage is here too. They are great. They're doing great work. Tell you what, we'll get a little bit more here. We'll have plenty of time. We are already getting questions on the text line, which I'm not surprised about. Dan Ficini, we've met people that are in the cleaning industry, the hospitality industry. We've met people in the board game industry, technology industry. And, I mean, that's really what you guys focus on, is bringing a bunch of people of different kinds of businesses together, right?
Yeah, and we're 50% of those Main Street businesses, the board game company, the coffee house, the hot sauce company, and then we have very sophisticated technical companies like Lance's, who are excellent subject matter experts, but we try to connect them with resources and business advice in order to help them build and grow their businesses.
Lance Rock from Audit Master Pro, right? I'm getting all that correct.
Correct.
What has Innovation DuPage done for you? What do you love about this partnership?
Innovation DuPage, every time I go into Innovation DuPage, I walk out with an opportunity. Opportunities from the media, opportunities from a university in Northwestern who did a study on our company and what we're doing. They're constantly offering me opportunities and leads into talking with utility companies and other buildings.
Mm. So if you are just joining us, Lance's company, Audit Master Pro, works with these big buildings. They find the inefficiencies of what their HVAC systems are. They do it via sensors, and the software plugs out changes that an HVAC technician could make in the building that exist already within their systems and increase efficiencies incredibly amount, which lowers the cost for the building, lowers the carbon footprint for the building. And Lance, does anyone else do what you do? You're a smart guy. How did you figure this out?
Nobody does it. We have the patents on it. It's not the software itself that is patented. It's the process embedded into it. And how I figured it out, I worked the nuclear industry. I was with thermodynamics. We're heavy into tracer gas testing, psychrometrics. It was tracer gas testing working with Dr. Legas out of San Diego. He taught me tracer testing, and I combined everything together, and I was able to actually find these minute differences where we can now figure out what the airflow and water flow and all fluid flows and any deficits. A deficit could be just simply a fin bent a bit. We actually can point out where that BTU is not happening.
So it's little changes that you make huge differences.
It's little changes we'll address, but it's the huge changes that we hit because we're using technology that did not ever exist,
mm-hmm.
or processes that never existed. So the buildings that think they're efficient, and the reports that they got from a test and balance report, an engineering report that says you get an A+ on your report card. The fact is, it's not even close. It's close for the technology that is available today, but everything's changing.
Another company out there that gives them an A+, it doesn't mean that company is trying to pull the wool in anyone's eyes. It's just under their technology that they have, that looks like an A+.
100% correct.
So isn't that your challenge, getting buildings who think that they have efficient systems to go, fine, okay, we'll hire you, let's see what happens. Is that the challenge?
We've done work where we said we would do the building for free, and if you don't get the energy savings, you don't pay us.
Mm-hmm.
And it always happens immediately. We get paid usually within the first month.
So I'm curious if this works the way it says you do, and I have no doubt that it does. You've mentioned that there was a studies to back this up. Then I think every building on earth should call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this is could be huge for the climate crisis. Am I wrong?
It's the only thing that's going to really make a big impact. It's not going to solve it 100%, but it's the biggest impact. The biggest impact in the building right now is HVAC. Right now, all the lighting in buildings has been put to LED.
We fixed the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting's done. Now you have about 75% of your utility costs is HVAC, and we're now bringing that into reality. You're going to have some costs. You have to operate the fans and the boilers and chillers and pumps. But we've now squeezed it down to where the efficiency is, you can't get any more out of it. And if it's an older system and the coil's damaged, you're not going to get 100%, but we'll get as close as humanly possible to the best it can, maybe 98.
So you can even get buildings that are old buildings with old HVAC systems to work at super high efficiency.
100%.
That's insane.
That is Willis Tower. That's 1972. That's the systems we worked on that we first phase actually had. We're up to 45%, and it was Cyclone and AquaCore as a third-party independent. We went out to Las Vegas, Blackstone met us out there to say, what did you guys do?
So is your goal to, like, get people who might be in an office and you want your building to call you guys, or is it you're looking for all those HVAC companies out there to let their employers know that this system and the software is available for them to use to help buildings? I guess I'm saying is, like, what are you who are you trying to reach to make these changes?
That's an excellent question. The software was built for building owners, ARCs, mechanical engineers. It was the means to make sure that everything that's been done has been done proper and perfect, and it literally is there to protect the building owners and the mechanical engineers who had problems with reports that they would receive that really didn't meet what was stated. So we built the software with the building owners in mind first. They have priority. They have control. They control the whole project from that point. The mechanical contractors then use the software that is accessible to the building owners. So the building owners are literally watching what they're doing all day long.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out a way to make sure everyone does this.
It's the contractors. The contractors need to do the work. The building owners need to secure that it's done right. It's free to the building owners. The software is free, 100% free to the building owners, and it's there to protect them.
Auditmasterpro.com is where people can go for more information.
That's the website, auditmasterpro.com.
Like, do you look at pie in the sky, like, ideas of changing the world when you talk about this stuff?
100%. I'm literally going to go after an award.
You're going after the Nobel Award?
Yeah, 100% correct. Thank you for letting me say that.
I'm going to say it for you.
Yes.
I mean, if you are able to lower buildings' costs and efficiencies as much as you've been able to do with the buildings you've worked at, and you apply that across the country and the world.
The world.
I mean, that changes the course of human history.
And it's our software team. We have our own software engineers that are in-house, and they're working around the clock 24/7.
I mean, yes. Dan, you're doing great things too at Innovation DuPage. No, you must be incredibly proud of this.
It's amazing to work with, you know, people who want to change the world. And we have a few companies like that. People who are coming with technology out of Argonne National Labs, out of Fermilab, that are coming and they're trying to solve these great problems. And Lance is trying to do that in the HVAC space. And it's amazing. We're excited because we're on the verge of connecting him with the College of DuPage campus, where he's going to introduce the software and apply that to the buildings at COD to hopefully reduce their HVAC costs as well.
Let us know how that goes.
Absolutely.
I want to hear these success stories. I think that's the way we get this message out there and make sure that it reaches all the right people. It's auditmasterpro.com. You know, I think we have this failure of imagination in our own brains sometimes to think that the only amazing, cool technology can come out of Silicon Valley or it can come out of some great place we've all heard of. Sometimes it comes out of Glen Ellen.
Yeah, well, yes, it did. The exciting thing is, let's do it here. You know, we don't have to go to the East Coast or West Coast. Let's build our region and continue to grow innovation right here at Innovation DuPage and in our region.
Lance, we need more time to talk. We don't have it tonight. I will call you again, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
Dan Ficini, I'll always call you.
Anytime.
InnovationDuPage.org is the great place to go.
Absolutely.
All right. And the website again, auditmasterpro.com, to read more about this. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.